Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Podcast Season 9, Episode 4. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week. We have Mr. Amazing and Overco! Let's start the show by discussing Week 5 or KSL. Aaron over Brian, Snyder over Andy, Pate over Boardman, Mike over Palmer by 0.6, Doug over Oberg, and Kevin beats Nanagay, so Nanagay is no longer undefeated. Game of the week, Aaron.
Oh, me and Brian, dude. Me and Brian.
Johnny.
Three and one, so that was, yeah.
Johnny, what's your game?
I have to say it was Mike and the old Jar Squatters.
Yes. I'm going to say Snyder barely beating me. So the upset of the week, I'm going to have to go with, well, Aaron over Brian. What do you got, John?
I'm actually going to say the same thing, Aaron over Brian.
Yep. Aaron, what do you got?
I'm actually going to say Mike over Palmer, because Palmer should have beat Mike. He should have beat Mike.
If he knew how to play some players.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what the sad thing
Mike
is?
I got lucky.
This week, I actually played my optimal and I still lost. Pretty messed up. So let's move on to week 6. We have Borman versus Nanagay, Palmer versus Doug, Snyder over Kevin. We have Brian versus Dave, myself versus Oberg, and Aaron versus Mike. Aaron, what is the game of the week?
Any match I'm in is always game of the week.
Okay, Johnny?
That's a tough one. I always like seeing two cousins go battle each other at 4-1. So I'm going to have to say Aaron and Mike.
Yep, I am going to agree, Aaron and Mike. So the upset of the week is going to be Dave beating Brian. What do you think, John?
Upset of the week is you whooping my ass.
Well, that's going to happen. That's not upset. So Aaron.
Oh, dude, the upset of the week would be Boardman over Nanagay.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. The upset of the week would be Palmer over Doug. I apologize. Need to paraphrase. We need to redo that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Because if Palmer gets a win, that is an upset, no matter what.
All right, so let's go to KSL news. We have the bottom tier. We have myself, Borman, Doug, Oberg, and Palmer. The middle tier is Dave Pate and Brian. And the top tier is Kevin, Dave Nanagay, Mike, Joe, and no bulge.
Andy, taking a look at this, who from the bottom tier do you think is going to make it to the playoffs? Because at least one of those guys will make it. Who will it be?
That's not right. You have 5 on top, 2, that's 7. I guess I should learn how to add. Myself. I'm hopefully going to make it. If not, then it's going to be Oberg. Because Palmer's out of it, Ty's almost out of it, and Doug, well, Doug just sucks this year.
Well, you got to realize, okay, so the bottom tier, Andy, is 1-4, or in Palmer's case, 0-5. So, and right now, Doug is the person who is in 8th place. Doug is considered 8th place. So I want to know which one of these guys, which one's going to make it?
I definitely think it's Doug.
I think I'll end up making it. I think that I have some plans that hopefully they go through. So if it's not going to be me, it'll be Doug. If it's not going to be Doug, then it's going to be John. If it's not going to be John, then it doesn't matter.
Right. You only have like 2 people to choose from.
Now, Andy, in the middle tier. So middle tier, I mean, that can drop. It can go up. Do you see any movement with Dave and Brian? Do you think that Dave's going to drop?
No, I think he'll stay right where he's at. If I had to pick anyone who will not make it, as much as I don't want to say it, I think Joe could be the guy who doesn't make the playoffs that's in the top tier right now.
I don't see that.
Joe is 5-0. If Joe gets one more win, he's in the playoffs.
Exactly.
He's not. He's just hurting people when he plays them.
He's literally raw-dogging them completely. He's going balls deep. And no lube, just saying, I'm entering you right now, and then...
Pfft. He's going reverse zebra sheets on him. I don't even know if that makes sense, but...
You realize, so I don't know. I would say Dave has the most likelihood of fallen. I think that he does not have a strong enough
team.
If
you're talking about straight teams in all seriousness, if like the bottom would be myself, Ty, John, and Ty. Because technically Doug has a better team. It's just that he's played the better team each time, each week. Because mm-hmm. he'll score like, you know, almost 300 points, and then the opponent will score 330 points, so he loses. So technically Doug has the best chance. The only, you know, technically Dave, it would be Dave, myself, and Johnny are kind of like are the weird ones, because like one of the three of us will make the playoffs. But I don't think Ty, I don't think Palmer will make it. I think definitely those two guys will not make it.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, I've recently taken a look at the spreadsheets that Aaron has done, and my overall, the only person that I have a better winning percentage over is Ochi. I don't think I'm making the playoffs, guys.
That's overall, though, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
Yeah. Still only Ochi.
How does that make you feel, Johnny?
Maybe I should have Kevin pick my team.
Oh, nice. So let's move on to the Elite League. We had Aaron over Annie, Mike over Doug, Chris over Brian, Palmer over Joe, Oberg over Dave. Game of the week, Aaron over me. John?
I would probably say Joe over Skid Marks. Aluminum Falcon. Is that the... Wait, hold on.
Palmer
won.
Yeah,
that's Joe.
Yeah.
Palmer, okay.
Yeah. Aluminum Falcons lost.
Yes, that's what I meant.
All right, Aaron, game of the week.
Yeah, I would definitely say that too. I agree. I think Palmer and Joe's game was really close down to the wire. So,
all right. So, what is the upset of the week then, Aaron?
I hate to say it, but I think it's Chris over Brian, because Chris doesn't have that good of a team.
I completely agree with that.
And so do I. So all three of us agree on that. So for week six, we got some good matchups. We have Johnny versus Doug, Brian over Joe, myself versus Chris, Mike versus Dave, and Aaron versus Palmer. Game of the week definitely has to be Brian versus Joe. What do you think, Aaron?
I would agree with that. You know, two of the stronger teams.
All right, Johnny, what do you think?
Looking at the projections, I would definitely say that Aluminum Falcons and the Bears are going to have a good game.
All right. Brian and Joe. All right. So what do you think is going to be the upset, John?
The upset? Ooh. I'm actually going to have to go with my game.
You beating Doug?
It's close on projections. I'm looking at projections right now, and Doug's at 247. I'm at 251, so... He beat me last week, so I'm going to have to say he's going to do it again.
Okay. I'm going to actually say if Dave beats Mike, I think it'll be a big upset. But so
no, Palmer beating me would be the biggest upset, because Palmer sucks.
Wow. Well, he had a bad draft this year. So let's move on to survival. Well, we shouldn't have to, because I'm the only one that's left. Technically, I have zero strikes. Everyone picked, I think, New England last week. Or no, the Giants last week. Of course, they lost. And, I have zero strikes. So, your champ is here. I am going to go as long as possible, hopefully make it to the playoffs. So
yeah, it's not going to happen.
So, you know what? Suck it. Suck it. All of you. Suck it. Let's move on to the pick'ems. Wow, talk about from coming from behind. I'm now 50-27, only three behind the leader, who was, of course, Brian. And so, John, how you doing on the pick'ems?
I don't know. I think I'm about three games off you guys, four games, about 12 games, 15. I don't know. I'm taking a look.
But you're currently four games. You have 49 and Brian has 53. But, you know, it goes to show. I mean, Brian and I, like, we're the top two people. Both of us had bad weeks last week. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he's 53, I'm 52. Now Mike is 51 along with Joe and Doug. So they're both, you know, 2 points, or all three of them are 2 points behind now. So it, you know, it goes to show that anything can happen with the pick'ems.
Everybody had a bad week this week, though.
Yeah, it's sort of top. Borman had the worst week.
Oh, yeah, he had a really bad week. I was surprised by how bad his week
was. I told him to keep doing the pick'em. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. So Ty,
he's like, oh, my pussy hurts.
Oh, I have to slide to unlock. So anyways, let's move on to some NFL news. Do you know that there's only two 5-0 teams? And guess what? They're both in the NFC North, the elite division in the NFL. And those two, those 5-0 teams are not the Bears, but they are the Lions and the Packers. John, who is going to lose first?
The Detroit Lions.
Really? Who do you think? Yes. Who do you think they're going to lose to, and why?
The Green Bay Packers.
Are you, so they're going to go all the way to Thanksgiving?
You know what? Nobody has proved that they're going to beat them, and they handled the Bears decently.
Yeah,
a couple long plays.
Yeah, they literally. Yep.
When you give 76-yard touchdown and an 88-yard run, and you know your defense just doesn't want to play, yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's you know, I think the schedule coming up is going to be really tough. It's going to
They got a tough one this week, and so I actually think the Lions are going to lose first. I think they're going to lose this week.
Really? Detroit versus San Francisco? No.
Yep.
No.
San Fran? Have you know that San Francisco is 4-1, right?
Yeah, but I don't see them losing to them.
Did you see what they did this past week to the Tampa Bay Bucks?
That was a fluke.
Did you see what they've done weeks before?
Like I said, it's a fluke.
All right.
Plus, they have a bye.
Next week, Andy, I would like you to say, Aaron, you're not only right, but you also have a pretty big penis.
I won't need to say that. I'll say, wow, it's like flossing. No, actually, Detroit versus Denver, that's on the 30th of this month. I wouldn't be surprised if actually Detroit loses that game.
So they're going to lose to Denver with 10 freaking Tebow, but they're not going to lose to the 49ers.
No, they're going to beat the 49ers.
All right. I can't wait for you to say you were right, Aaron, and you have a big wiener.
And it's not that big.
Look, Green Bay has coming up. They have the Rams. They have Minnesota. They have a bye week, and then they have San Diego. They're not going to lose. They're not going to lose until week 12, which is the Lions. Well, maybe the Lions. I don't know.
Dude, on Monday night, November 14th, it's Packers versus Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers shouldn't even show up. It's in Green Bay.
Yeah. I don't know.
The football this year has just been really weird. Lots of injuries, lots of weird things happening. Ugh.
Bears having an offensive line that's stellar, you know?
Gosh, dude. Mm.
So why don't we talk about that, Andy? What do you think about the Bears' offensive line?
I just want to cry. It's not that they're that bad. It's just, why would you pick?
It's just that they're that bad.
They're that bad, but why would you have certain? Why Frank? Whatever his name is, it doesn't matter because he sucks.
Omiel.
Thank you. He still sucks. That's the point. Why didn't you go after linemen? Like proven linemen, pay them a little extra. You don't want to. It's because
You guys have upset me so bad. I got to smoke now while we're doing this.
Uh oh. Yeah, it's that bad. I'm so frustrated right now.
Yeah, there were so many times watching the Lions game that they just let them through. Like they didn't even bother blocking them or even attempting to. It's like they have no idea what's going on.
It's like, okay, this guy's coming from the outside. I should probably run out there first. But no, they're keeping their chest. Someone explained it to me. They said something like they're keeping their chest a certain way, and if they would just open, like they were keeping it closed or something like that. If they would just open it up, Van Bosch would have never ever got to Cutler. But because whoever it is on the left hand side just stunk it up, Jamarcus Webb or whatever.
You guys ever see the line helping?
No, they never help Cutler up.
You know,
and that's the problem.
I never see that. You know, after he gets crushed and they basically has to
pick itself up.
You know, I just see it's a really immature line is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really young. It doesn't have, we lost Olin Krutz, who was the back of that line.
you know, I don't agree with what where they're going.
No, if they
maybe in 5 years, you know, maybe in 5 years, I might say, holy shit, you know, they knew what they were talking about. But right now, I mean, it's sick. It's sick.
Yeah, dude, I completely agree with you. It's just it's gotten to the point where every time he drops back, I'm like, oh, because they can if they you need them to run, they do a decent job blocking on run. But on pass, it's like they're like, so you're going to drop back? Are you sure you want to do it? Let's just hand off to Forte or Barber, you know, like and the other thing also I understand.
Yeah, that's why Forte counts for what 57.1% of the total offenses.
It's
you know,
yeah, it's and just think if he was. And the thing is, some people say that he's not that good of a back. He's a good back, but he's not like an Adrian Peterson back. Which I see their point, but the thing is, they rely on him like that. They rely on him to basically catch the passes out of the backfield. I mean, for fantasy numbers, it's great when you have Matt Forte. You're getting 20-30 points a game. But you shouldn't.
I'm going to take a little bit of crap from you guys for this, but I definitely want to see more touches going to our second string running back.
Yeah, Marion Barber. Yeah. No, I agree. Because you can have him get you know take the hard hits going up the middle, and then you bring Forte in, and then he can do both. Because Marion Barber's not the greatest blocker. But he can go on. He can come in like first and second down, and then you bring Forte in almost as you know spell him for a little bit. And then later in the game, of course, you bring, you know, Forte in because he can – he's fresh then. You don't have to worry about him being, you know, tired at all. And Barber can be over there huffing and puffing with some oxygen in his face. And Forte's
I'm telling you,
ready to go.
Marion Barber looks like a man who's running with his hair on fire. He just looks – seriously, he looks crazed when he gets the ball,
yeah.
You know. And I think that, you know, putting him in – I don't know if it'll give Forte some extra breathing time or what, but you can't put that much offense on one running back.
Yeah,
you know,
no, you can't. You're going to shorten his lifespan.
Yeah, again, I read an article last week about how Forte was talking about his contract is on his mind at all times. You know, eventually it's going to get to him, and he's just going to say, you know what, I'm getting killed out here. That's just my opinion, but
oh yeah, no. The thing is, his contract is complete BS. He should be making $3 to $4 million minimum. What for what he does? He's basically the offense. I mean, when half the stuff, half of your carry, you know, like he takes almost all the carries, and then for passing, he makes up for what like 30% of the passing right there. Okay, yeah. So he's taking all that load, and he's getting paid like $600,000. And there's other running backs that are getting paid way more than that. We paid Chester Taylor a ton of money to come in, and he didn't do crap. You know,
and that's why he's not here anymore.
That's why he's in Arizona. Probably going to fail there, unfortunately. It's just sad. I mean, Aaron, what are your thoughts on it?
Nah, you know, and I agree. You know, everything that Johnny said has been, you know, right on point. So, you know, they need to pay him, you know, and he needs to take some breathers.
Yep. Definitely. Pay him.
What do you think about the – oh, I'm sorry.
No, I just said pay him. That's all I wanted to say.
I was going to say, what do you guys think about our wide receiver core?
I think they're too young and too, like, almost immature. Like, the only one you can actually say that's doing good still is Knox. He's actually learning to come back to the ball, which he never did before. He just started – it seems like he started doing that this year.
He looks timid, though.
Well, the thing is, I he's fighting, though, because – it used to be that because he had the cushy starting job, which is not saying much for Chicago, but now he's fighting for the job because he wants to start. And I think that Roy Williams is just like, yeah, I'm going to get it anyways. I'm going to start. But he hasn't been starting either. It's been Hester. So, I don't know.
Well, take for example, I mean, look at the pass that Hester dropped.
Oh, gosh.
Against Detroit. That was at the 6 or 7 yard line,
mm-hmm.
and we ended up getting 0 points out of that. It just it kills me to see, you know, that game could have been a lot different. Kicked the field goal early in the first quarter when we had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
When instead we went 1 yard and we couldn't get it in on two downs, third and fourth down, we couldn't get it.
Yep,
that sets us back 3 points. And think about the end of the game. If we would have, you know, we got down to the 1 yard line, I think.
Mm-hmm. It would have been a different ball game if they would have kicked that field. Yeah,
completely different ball game. You know, it just amazes me.
And what's to say that maybe, because the one thing, you know, like football is there's a lot of momentum changes, especially in hockey is the best one, best example. But like with football, it's the same thing. You know, you get that, you know, you take some points off the board, you know, you put some points on the board. The defense is thinking about the offense, like, okay, we got to do this. They're going to probably scheme a little bit differently than what they would have. What if they would have been kept trying to go deep over and over again, and maybe one of those passes that, you know, Stafford threw, it was intercepted, you know? Everything changes. Yeah, so that's basically the Bears. You want to touch on anything else, Aaron or John?
Well, I think that John has a little rant that he wants to go on.
Yeah, you know, I want to touch on this real quick, and this is just overall for the league. People were really sensitive when they get on the post there.
Good old Kevin. Know,
yeah, that I'm going to hit on that for just a second.
All right, go ahead.
A lot of what I say is based out of frustration for my team. When you post something that is humorous, like I was hitting on Aaron a little bit for being, you know, somewhat of a fag.
And
somewhat, you know, and you get responses from other players that really aren't even part of the conversation. You know, it's like, yeah, I get it. We still had another game left, and that's not the point that I was making. You know, the point that I was making is that you just don't ever know in fantasy football how you're really going to line up. You know, projected points don't really mean a whole lot. And to see somebody come in and be like, oh, I still have two players, take my name off the list. You know what? Fuck that. You know what? Fuck that. I was making a point. Read through the bullshit, you know, and just understand the point that someone's trying to make. And nothing against Kevin, because I understood what he was saying, you know. But come on, man. That's ESPN talk. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Boom. Hey.
Oberg, did you like the picture I posted that says Obergo?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed that. But
I missed it.
But again,
it.
Oh, it's
Aaron. Where'd you post that?
Hilarious. It's under Buy Suck.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm one of the NSYNC boys with a mustache. I'm not sure.
It's Spanish Oberg. Obergo!
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious, dude. Obergo! Yeah, Johnny, I understand. Some people, you know, a little too sensitive. Kevin was trying to start shit up, of course, but if, as you guys know, he has to have his woman do his, you know, smack talking for him because he doesn't know how to anymore.
So my question is, so Kevin
does
obviously
have a woman?
Yeah, I know, I was surprised too. So Kevin obviously has a really dominant team this year. You know, he's 4-1, has the most points for. When you guys, like, if you beat him, like, are you going to feel really good about it? Like, are you going to, like, just want to rub it into his face?
Well, first I'm going to have to call Marcy because, of course, you know, Kevin couldn't have drafted his team and talk to her about it because, you know, Kevin can't draft. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so because I was talking to Kevin, I was like, yeah, I need to talk about your team. So can I talk to Marcy? And he got all pissed off at me. He's like, he was so mad about it. I was like, what? I need to talk to her about fantasy football.
Does Kevin listen to this show by chance?
I don't think he does, dude, because he's never listened to some of the Vertebreakers. I'm like, you know, we made fun of you in a bunch of them, which we didn't, but I told him that. And he still didn't listen. And I was like, you should listen to the shows.
Hey, you could easily post them on the post new topic.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that then. I'll just, whenever we release a new show, I'll say, hey, check out the episode here.
And make sure you make a point in there that, hey, we kind of rag on Kevin a little bit.
We spend 25 minutes making fun of Kevin Smith.
Kevin's just mad because he knows that the Chiefs suck ass and that he has no dog in the fight. He really doesn't. All right. We're all Bears fans except for him, who for whatever reasons likes the Kansas City Chiefs, who suck and always will suck.
But Dave likes the Chiefs. And
no, he likes the Redskins.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He likes the Redskins.
Pretty much the same team.
Yeah, it's the same team. Grossman's on it, so it's like Kevin Bears Light now. And then,
with a few more wins.
Nanagay likes the Colts, and that's about it. Mike is a Bucks fan. So you have like 8 hardcore Bear fans on the thing.
Duh, Bears, the Bears, the Bears.
So who's flying to London to watch him play the Bucks?
I'm gonna.
Really?
Who?
When the Bears play the Bucks, they actually have they play Sunday night. I think it's at Minnesota, and then they play the following week. They play a noon start time, but it's a night game over in London. So, in 2 weeks, and they get a bye, and then they're back, and they do it for the lulz, just so they can feel like that at. And stuff. So, is there anything else you want to talk about, Aaron?
No, just that my division is the best division out there by far.
Still gay. Johnny?
I just want to say this. Aaron, what does Mike will bow down to my pen is mightier?
The penis mightier.
Mike will bow down to the pen is mightier.
I want a penis mightier. Where do I get one of those?
Over, yeah. He's getting it. The wheels are turning.
Potent portables.
But the thing is it still doesn't make sense.
The penis miner. Yeah. Where do you sell those? You're sitting on a gold mine, Trebek.
It doesn't have to make sense.
It's when, not even funny.
When you're this beautiful, it doesn't have to make sense.
Hey, I looked at your freshman yearbook picture the other day. Yeah.
Well, first of all, what are you doing looking at my freshman yearbook picture? I mean, you're looking obviously at your sophomore one.
Well, it's kind of funny because I went through and I was looking at and trying to count how many of the girls in there that I actually had sex with.
Johnny, what?
And I saw your picture in there and I was like, ha, ha, oh, shit.
Now, Johnny, what number are you up to now?
It stayed the same for quite a while, my friend.
Okay, what is it?
Andy, this is Q1A Sports League, not Vertebreaker.
Oh, my bad. So let's go ahead and end the show then. just to let you know, if you guys need any web hosting, check out HostGator.com.
Oh, Andy, are you kidding me?
Use the coupon code off the mark.
Use the coupon code off the mark.
Or section 8686 to save 25% off your web hosting packages. I want to thank section 86 and 86 production for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank the listeners from the show.
I
want to thank everyone from the league from playing.
For taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time.
And for No Bulge, Aaron Hughes, and Johnny Oberg, I'm Andrew Hughes, and we'll see you on the gridiron.
It's Obergo.
You guys are retarded.